Obadiah, who's miserable.
Okay.
Or Prudence, who's sensible. Or Spike, who's really annoyed today.
Spike.
Okay.
Spike.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi, Spike.
Who are you?
I'm Julianne.
Hi. Okay. What are you so happy about?
Sorry?
What are you so happy about?
I just, you just make me smile.
Oh, I see. Fool, are you?
I don't really think I am. I don't think you've got any just reason to say that.
Well, you look like a bit of an airhead to me.
What makes you say that?
Your inane smile, for one. So, is there anything interesting about you?
Maybe not. Maybe not anything that would interest you.
Oh, why not?
You don't look like a very positive person. You look very pessimistic.
I don't think I'm pessimistic. I'm a realist.
Realist? Why do you not think you're pessimistic? I mean, so far, you haven't made any attempt to see the positive side of me. You've only emphasized the negative. So I wouldn't agree with that.
Well, I say what I see.
Well, you haven't given any just reason. It's very well to say something, but you have to back it up with evidence. And so far you've just said you look like this, but you haven't given any concrete evidence.
Okay, well, tell me something about yourself then.
Okay, well, I'm a teaching fellow at Queen's. Mm-hmm. I teach psychology, statistics, cognitive psychology. I'm quite a sporty person. I like to play squash and go to the gym in my spare time.
Playing squash?
Yeah.
Do you like the competition?
I'm not a really competitive person, but sometimes I can be a little bit. I think it's good. It's just good fun, you know, and it's good exercise as well.
It feels good to be in competition with people sometimes. Let the aggression.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a form of catharsis, isn't it, really? You know, channel that aggression.
Yeah.
And you have to channel it somewhere, really. And it's better to do that than to do it in more negative ways.
Mm-hmm. So where, if you're channeling your aggression into squash, where does it come from?
Well, I think everybody experiences a little bit of frustration in their everyday lives. And I think anybody that says they don't is probably lying, you know, like things don't always work out
exactly
as you would like. But, you know, you have to see the good and the bad. So, you know, there's good bits during the day and there's the bad bits during the day.
And what kind of things frustrate you during the day?
Things like, you know, not getting things published, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes journal editors not wanting your work, you know, and sometimes being a bit over harsh, although I understand they can't publish all good work, so you have to take that into account. And you also have to sort of take their advice on board and try and make things better in the future.
Mm-hmm. But it's frustrating when you know your work is good, though.
Yes, absolutely. And that's just one of the downsides of it. And yeah, so something like squash is good for venting that frustration. Sometimes I agree with them and think, yes, fair enough. And sometimes I think they have been over harsh.
How do you feel when you get comments that are really harsh?
Well, initially I think incredibly frustrated. And then I would probably try to sit back and think about things more logically or more constructively. Once you get that initial frustration, you know, that emotional reaction out of the way, you can see things more clearly. So I would get a second opinion, you know, because
sometimes they're idiots
and sometimes I maybe have got it wrong myself, you know. So get a second opinion, try and review their criticism in a constructive way, work out what they're saying is correct and what they're saying isn't, and based on that, you know what you need to take on board and what you don't. And sometimes, you know, sometimes what they say isn't very useful because they've criticised you just for not agreeing with their opinion, which I don't think is fair. And some reviewers are like that. You know, they just don't want you to be publishing anything that's against their opinion. Well, that's quite sad, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do it. They do it, you know. And I think the editors probably see that as well, which is quite good because, you know, they'll hopefully look at things and see things as they are.
Unless the editor's just the same as a reviewer.
Well, that can happen as well. Although the difference between an editor and a reviewer is that the editor is more likely to be in the general area that you're involved in and mightn't be an expert and have a strong opinion on things. Whereas a reviewer, they're going to be asked because it's their specialism, and they could have quite strong views on that area. So I would hope that in most instances, the editor would be less biased. Of course, that might not always be the case, but I think in most instances, you know, they're not going to be commenting on work that's, you know, very in their area that they may necessarily be very knowledgeable about. So hopefully they can be as unbiased as possible.
But then sometimes they're not, and that's frustrating.
No, but we're humans, and humans aren't perfect, and we're all prone to bias.
No.
We have to kind of accept that. And that you just have to accept that in life. Sometimes things will go in your favour. Okay, so fair enough. Sometimes you'll have a biased person that's totally against you because they don't agree with you. And maybe you'll have things the other way around. You'll have a biased reviewer who's actually totally for your viewpoint. So, you know, hopefully in the end it all kind of balances out.
Mm, I see. I suppose that is quite a sensible approach, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope I've made you a bit happier now.
I'm not sure.
No, well, maybe if I have more time to talk to you, I could win you over. But